Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Oh, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Creative energy. Maybe that's why I'm so happy today. Discover wellness at home with Creative Energy. Visit a Bay Area showroom for special offers on hot spring spas. That's what I have. I have the Beam model. It's supposed to be a four-person. We fit more in there. Rarely.
Swimsuits optional.
No, not optional if there's more than two people.
Oh.
Yeah. We're not a people soup kind of family. There are people out there who are like...
Everybody in.
Everybody in. Just get all your clothes off. Everybody in. And we're not them. Anyway, you can do whatever you want at your home as you discover wellness. Maybe you get yourself a hot spring spa, an endless pool, saunas, cold plunges. It's all going on at Creative Energy. Check them out at creativeenergy.com. 800-400-3697. You can call or text us and email us anytime. Sarah and Vinny at odyssey.com. We begin with Bob's Movie Club.
I love movies.
Oh, yeah.
Bob's Movie Club. We got some movies for you.
Yeah, we do.
Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great. Movies are great. I tried to watch this movie once.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Aw.
I love that part when she says it. Anyway.
She agrees with herself.
Yeah, I love it.
Movies are great. They are great. That girl's so smart.
Mm.
I've tried to watch this movie before and I couldn't get through it. So I don't know if it's great, but it's very famous and critically acclaimed.
No,
so
is it
going to
be one
wrong.
Of these like classics?
No.
He's going to be so, I'm so cultured. Here's this, you know, what's the one with like, oh, it's Citizen Kane with Rosebud.
If Maddie is really hard to figure out, he'll poop on the floor, but he'll also read the highest end crap no one would ever
look
at.
Oh, yes, the Pillars of the Earth. Oh, a fool's gambit.
This is a Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, okay, great. What is it?
From 1987.
Oh, please let it be Raising Arizona.
It's Raising Arizona.
I stand for you.
Thank you. It is a special movie to me in a lot of ways.
I can't believe you couldn't get through this. This is one of the best movies of all time.
I think I just didn't get it. But I'm going to try again.
Yeah.
I'll watch it with Susan. I was watching it alone, too.
You didn't get it. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Oh, wow.
Her
You're in for a treat.
So I don't remember it. It's not like highfalutin.
No. But I mean, the opening scene is famous because it's the longest opening scene of any, at least at one point was of any movie before, like, because that opening scene is just classic, you know, the whole.
I don't even remember it.
Well, then you're in for a treat.
Okay.
This is everybody.
Is it available? Where can we get this?
It's available to rent.
Oh.
$3.99 everywhere on Apple, on Prime, on wherever you
but
YouTube,
just
wherever you
buy
like to
it.
Movies.
It's that good of a movie.
Does anyone buy movies? Well, I guess maybe if you got kids, you buy
kids,
movies.
Yeah, kids movies.
And then what? You can download them on other stuff.
The way they get you is you're sitting there at home. You pull up the movie that the kids want to watch. It's $24 to buy it,
and
you're already sitting there, and you realize. If we went to the movies, we'd spend that easily. We might as well just get it, and then you get it. But you don't.
Do you have like a... So now there's somewhere like on Apple where you can pull up the movies I have purchased.
It would make more sense to buy them on Apple because I'm probably more likely to bring that membership with me wherever I go than specifically the cable company that I use. But as long as I don't move... Then everything I get on Xfinity stays with me too. So it's in some folder somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I'll definitely watch. I'm looking forward to it. Raising Arizona. I got this.
I'm so excited. That's a great pick, actually. I'm surprised to hear you couldn't make it through it. I've seen that movie. I haven't seen that movie easily in a decade. But I've watched it multiple times in my life. And yeah. I love him. And God, is it Holly Hunter? She
yes.
Holly Hunter she is the best in
so,
this.
I love him. She's
is
so good.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Oh okay. My God, it's so funny.
It's okay. funny. It's heartbreaking. It's lovely. I love that movie.
310. All right. My respect for Maddie has gone up with his movie choice. Well, thank you, 310.
Yeah, I really expected it to be some clunky piece of.
I had a few clunkers that, not clunkers,
like
but old
like what
ones.
Else?
His Girl Friday from like 1936 with Cary Grant.
I don't know that God. At all.
One
Never
of
heard of it.
Funniest, greatest movies ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
A 100-year-old movie.
Yeah. The Thin Man from 1938.
I don't know that.
Wow. Didn't The Thin Man get remade with Nick Cage? Didn't he do a version of The Thin Man?
Did he? Nick and Nora are the name of the two people in it.
I don't know.
But anyway, this movie is my brothers and I, this is like our common thing to laugh about. When we're all together, we would, you know, we always like throw lines out from Raising Arizona. So it's just one of those, it's just very special movie to me. I love it. And I know everybody who hasn't seen it is going to be in for a surprise and how good it is.
It's good.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Good choice,
Maddie.
Yeah,
excellent choice, Maddie. Thank excellent. You. Excellent.
Raising
choice.
Arizona, 1 week from today, 6 a.m., Bob's Movie Club. Enjoy.
Movies are great.
Movies are great. Movies are great.
Speaking of movies.
Yeah.
There is a movie called Scary Movie 6. This is the digital release is about to happen, and this is how they're promoting it. On OnlyFans. I guess this is an interesting way to use this as a promotional tool. They've clearly signed some kind of deal with OnlyFans because the villain, Ghostface, is teasing spicy content on OnlyFans.
I've never been to OnlyFans other than when we're here and I've pulled it up to just see if there's access to whatever.
Is there
any free version of OnlyFans where you can see this without?
Yeah, this is free.
Oh, it is.
So to me, this is like, what an incredible pairing. You've got, you know, the people who like the doofy stuff that's in the scary movies. Because Ghostface from Scary Movies is just like the parody version. Ghostface is promoting the digital release of Scary Movie 6. It's free to subscribe to Ghostface. So now you're given that, like, you're creating an account, right, in order to see this and get it for free.
That's my problem with this.
But that's, to me, it's good on both of their accounts. It's like it's a fun way to get people engaged with the movie if they're into this. And it's a good way for OnlyFans to be like, hey, check out your next door neighbor's porn site. You know, while you're here, you know, she's only got four subscribers and they're all people she went to high school with, but she's a porn star now. So anyway,
it wouldn't be the first time. Okay. I found a different spot. I clicked on one of the OnlyFans, you know, links or whatever that came up and it went right to log in. And I'm like, okay, this is what you get when you go to OnlyFans. That's the start page. It doesn't show you anything. You're not seeing like, oh, this is porn.
No.
There's no hint that that's porn.
You know
is
what's
there?
Funny about this? It makes it look like, oh, exclusive behind the scenes music stuff. Because I'm looking at some guitars hanging on the wall with a big recording board in front of it. There's a nice salmon dish there. There's a lady cooking some kind of omelet. She kind of looks like Carmen Electra. So maybe that's a hint as to what you... But I do think... They say, what is OnlyFans? It's a platform built for creators and fans. More than 3 million creators have used it to connect with fans and to monetize their content safely, securely, and on their own terms. That is funny.
Okay.
It's not a porn site. Anyway, so I guess if you land on that page at OnlyFans, you do have to create an account in order to get the free content from this. So what will be on there? Ghostface listed some of the things they'll be doing and some of the things they won't do. The do's.
It's in the trailer, too, if you want me to play
it. Oh, yeah, well, play it. Yeah, I didn't realize there was a... Oh, here we go.
Are you dying to talk to someone? Someone who... whose voice will get your heart pounding. Someone who's good with their hands.
Oh, he's
who's experienced
truss you up
with a high body count. No, not that kind, silly. I'm talking about a bad boy who likes to toy with you. Makes you scream and beg. He's got something for you.
I'm sorry, what's this an ad for?
And it's big, long, and hard. He's
it's a
real lady killer.
It's a knife. It's a knife, guys.
And it's kind of hard when you can only hear it.
I know.
To get the joke.
Yeah. Skip the girlfriend experience.
Okay, stop
I can't stop trying to figure out who that is.
Oh, the voice?
Yeah, I don't recognize it, but...
It might be Carmen Electra. She directed the teaser video.
There's another one with her in it. And it's a little more, there's colorful language in it, but
yeah, we can.
It's fun. I mean, you know.
Well, if you're a huge, they've made six of them. Clearly, there's an audience for this.
Yeah, this movie got horrible reviews, Scary Movie 6, but did really well.
They all do. It's just supposed to be a fun, dumb night out, you know? Oh, this will be fun. Dumb. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah.
Get some popcorn.
Get up.
Sit there and yell. So on the OnlyFans page, Ghostface lists the things they will and won't do. The list of do's include eggplant emoji, size ratings, lusty confessionals, steamy DMs, and quote, finish the job. Kill that guy.
I have this thing about, I mean, it's, I've never been shy about saying that my whole life I've been someone that, you know, doesn't mind taking care of myself. It's almost a
daily occurrence. It's 1 o'clock.
It's just a normal thing.
Sure.
But I really never want to be seen as going pro. Like I don't. So as soon as I'm a member of OnlyFans, I've crossed a line for myself.
Yeah.
That I'm not happy with. So I just can't.
Your line is pretty specific. Like I feel your line.
You do, don't
you? Yeah. You're just. Almost, not like that you hate these things. They're not for you and you're like dismissive and curt about them. Like, no. Oh, they're paying for that? No.
That's my line.
But what if?
Yeah.
Say someone you sort of peripherally knew that you always, you know, someone who, like, I don't know, in this building, not necessarily this floor, but there's like some girl you've run into in the elevator a few times and she was like, hey, I've noticed you checking me out and, here's my card with my OnlyFans. Wouldn't you be kind of tempted to be like, oh, I could go see that girl. Tell the truth for once.
Would I be tempted? Yes. Mm.
But would you do it? And then she asked you the next day and she's wearing like a low cut top. She's all, I noticed you didn't log onto my OnlyFans page.
Oh, so now she's really going hard sell.
She's working
huh? She
you,
changed
yeah.
the clothes.
Like, oh, I even put some stuff. I put some special stuff up there for you.
While I'm no rich guy, I have some money. I could join OnlyFans. I could join it and not tell you guys. Probably not because I tell you everything and it
comes
out.
I was going to say, good luck keeping that
secret. Yeah, it comes out in the wash eventually.
Oh, there's one time I was on OnlyFans.
What I mean is I could, I don't know why there's a line there, but there's a line there and I don't think that lady's going to get me to cross it.
Oh.
I just don't. In fact, that might be the thing that makes me go, yeah, I can't be part of your fandom.
Mm.
No, that makes me feel.
But all the guys I know are part of my fandom.
I don't think that. Let me ask you this.
All right.
Because this is actually a better question. If you join an OnlyFans of someone you know,
right,
is that cheating? If John was on Marianne's OnlyFans, would you be like, you do not get to watch our friend do stuff?
I mean, I'd have to check it out first, I guess.
Oh, you'd need to look.
Maddie,
is that cheating? Or is that like, no, there's no contact. No one.
Even made up a fake name so she doesn't know her best friend's husband is watching her on OnlyFans.
I don't think it's cheating, but it is definitely something you would have to discuss. I don't think most people would be cool with it at all, but I don't think it's cheating.
But it is cheating.
Okay, but so let me ask you this. You say, I think it's something you'd have to discuss, or more importantly, something you'd have to hide.
Well, you would have to hide it. Yeah,
right.
100%.
Well, anything that you can't tell your spouse
is
falls into that.
That's what I was getting at.
That falls into lying, but it's not cheating, is it?
It depends on the, your relationship
boundaries. It really does, yeah. I think if you probably, I bet you Bob would be okay with it if Susan said, oh yeah, our friend's on OnlyFans, you could, you know. I just don't, I don't think he would hide it from you. You seem like you'd be like, okay.
It seems
that's just
like
a guess.
Weird, well, if you're just friends with that person, it seems like a weird, it seems like a probably a bad idea.
Let me set up a scenario for you and you tell me how you handle it, okay? Susan, who's a man, by the way, for those of you listening, yes, goes to work for, I don't know, he's now going into the office daily, right? So you have to create a scenario where he's not home, he's at work, and then you find out a lady at work has an OnlyFans page, someone he knows, you don't know her, you've never met her, but he's now going to her OnlyFans page because she's smoking hot and he realizes that she's got one and he can use her page for...
It's 1 o'clock.
For, yeah, for inspiration.
I
Are you
feel...
like, what the... You did that without telling me and it's someone you know and you work with her?
You would feel...
I would feel a little better about that than I would one of our friends. Like someone we're hanging out with all the time and then, you know, they come over for dinner and then they leave and then you, you know, go watch them be naked is a strange dynamic because it's not both ways. It's not like, oh, they went on a date and made out and they have a little special relationship. It's more like, this is our friend and you're like leering at her when she's not looking, kind of. Even
but
though she's allowing it.
Yeah, yeah, she wants that. She needs the money.
It creates a stranger, it creates a tougher dynamic versus if it's someone at work, I don't know them. It's not really any of my business.
Oh.
This whole thing's kind of a quagmire, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's a great idea, giggity, but...
I don't know. But if you want to check out the Ghostface scary movie OnlyFans, you do have to create an account. But other than that, supposedly it's free. He also says there'll be surprise collaborations with other members of the cast. So maybe you're into that. I don't know. We could eat some headlines.
Tons of time, yeah,
we don't
absolutely
really have tons of time. I think I might have. Oh, yeah. Oops, I closed the story. I'm not even going to do headlines yet. I'm going to give you this one. This is, just let me read it to you. It's dark. William Shatner mm-hmm. and his daughter, Melanie, have been cancer-free since late 2024. Before that, they both fought stage 4 cancer at the same time. She had metastatic?
Yes.
Breast cancer in July of 2022. 11 months later, June of 2023, he's diagnosed with stage 4 malignant melanoma on his cheek that spread to his lungs and brain. They're both cancer-free now.
Did they live near a lake that a company was dumping chemicals into?
That is a solid question. In a joint interview for People magazine, Melanie said, I remember vividly thinking, I don't have the strength to take care of myself and lose my father at the same time. During her treatment, Shatner said, he gave her a daddy bear hug and said, this is going to be a blip in your life. You're going to get through this. It'll be a memory. He also didn't want her to worry about finances. He's like, I'll just give me all your medical bills. And then a year later, he's like, listen, we're running out of money. What are you going to do? Bankrupt the family? He was joking.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're jokey like that in the family. We're going to be in the poorhouse, was the quote. She says, we're bonded by all kinds of difficulties that we've overcome. And then he says he finds gratitude in everyday things like hummingbirds, playing with his dog and his kids. I'm aware of the magic of it all. Hummingbirds are pretty awesome. Like, take a moment and just watch them.
I'm 100%. And I'm it's sad because I feel like you have to go through some S before you get to that point where you appreciate things. I know you haven't had your whole life blow up on you and you can appreciate things. So it's not the same for everyone. But for me, my life needed to blow up for me to stop and go, yeah, your priorities are just a disaster.
Yeah, that bottle, not a priority.
Sort all this stuff out. And then I walk around today daily being happy for the sun, like the skyline when I drive into the city, for the sunsets that I get to enjoy, for holding my kid's hand, like ridiculous things bring me joy now. But I had to really hit the bottom before that changed. unfortunately.
Yeah, that's too bad. I feel like, you know, if you are hearing this and you somehow don't have an appreciation for sunsets and hummingbirds, find that. Because honestly, you shouldn't have to go through hell to appreciate the world that's around you. So mm-hmm. if you haven't been clued into that and paying attention to that, you know, take a moment. And take a moment and watch a hummingbird.
He's an interesting cat because he's in his freaking 90s,
he is
right?
95. His daughter, Melanie, the one with the cancer, 61. He's got two other daughters, ages 65 and 67.
And I feel like for him, and I could be wrong, and maybe this is just a rude thing to say, but he doesn't even look elderly because he's kind of carrying a little weight. I think it helps him. You know when people look
He still
frail?
Looks right. Yes. The 95-year-old frailty.
Year old frailty.
I know. He still looks, I don't know.
Robust.
Robust is a great word. Like, I was thinking boisterous, but I think robust is the word I'm looking for.
This is William Shatner we're
Bill
talking about?
Bill Shatner, yeah.
They just went and
the original,
did that.
Yeah.
Blue Origin
and that must
trip.
Have been since this. He got this melanoma that spread to his lungs and brain, stage 4, back in 2023, did he say? June of 2023.
That's barely... When was the Blue Origin trip?
Was 25? It right before that? Or was it right after that?
It was October 2021.
Oh.
Right before
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Before his daughter was even diagnosed. It's just, you know, what a thing to go through as a family. Sucks. Anyway, they're on the other side of it, and now they've got a podcast
Imagine
called
that.
No Time Like Now. No, sorry, No Time But Now.
You get cancer in your 90s, aren't you like, what?
Well, it's been a great run.
I've had a good run, right?
Yeah. He didn't. He fought it. Mm. And beat it. Cancer free. You get enough chemo in you, and they're like, oh, yeah, we regrew all your cells, so you've got probably another 40 years. You'll be fine. I'll be 135 years old soon. Okay, Vince, what's coming up?
Sarah.
Yara.
In a zombie apocalypse.
Ooh, I have the answer.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess so. That's that me espresso. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Follow us on Instagram at Alice973. Daily clips, behind the scenes madness, and our incredible dance moves. Oops. That doesn't count. I still play the right thing. Just didn't have the volume up. Doesn't count.
No, I'm not going until you play that again, though. Okay. I mean, come on.
Kind does that count? Did I just lose
what
the screen?
What kind of intro is that?
That does not count.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by, oh, geez, I didn't pull up my, there it is, your last chance at Benson
oh,
Boone tickets. It is you, crazy hair lady.
Thanks for noticing.
Uh-huh. She's Benson very Boone proud tickets. Of her puffy hair this morning, everyone.
Yeah. Voluminous.
Can you get a photo of her on the Instagram so that, you know, like, let's take advantage of this moment where she feels... You know, very photographable.
Your modeling boobs right now on YouTube are amazing.
Are they? Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to brag, but I am a model.
All this week, listen at 9:05, 12:05, and 5:05 for the code word.
We give
you the code word, right?
We do.
We give you the code word. It could be any word.
Fluffy.
Nebraska.
It isn't fluffy.
It might be your mom.
Oh, my God.
What?
But it isn't any of those things.
No, we're not doing it now. 9:05.
Yeah.
Your mom.
It won't be your mom.
That's two words.
You know what's crazy, though, is like you're actually so close to what the word is for us at 9:05 that it's very...
Is it Nebraska?
It isn't.
Oh.
But it's just weird. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you at 9:05 what the code word is.
Is it Ellie?
No.
Oh. I mean, that's your mom's
name. Please
stop
guessing it. Well, don't guess it.
Okay. 9:05, 12:05, and 5:05. We'll give you the code word. Any of the aforementioned are not.
Not actual code words.
Right. It's your last chance to win a pair of tickets to Benson Boone on August 7th at the SAP Center, courtesy of Golden Voice. Benson Boone at 9:05 on this fine show.
It's actually your sixth to last chance, technically, because we are doing this today three times and tomorrow
That's
three
a
times.
Weird wording they use.
It is, yeah.
Last chance.
Well, it creates some tension. Like, oh, I've got to get my tickets. It's last chance. It's true.
Morning clouds. It'll still be hot today in the mid-80s, but we've
smoking hot yesterday.
It wasn't 95 at your house. I know that.
It was like 95 at my house. It was so hot at my house yesterday. But then also, it kind of rained, and the wind was incredible.
It rained at our house till 11.
Incredible.
Which I was long gone, but yeah. I actually wrote that back to my home and was all, it was raining when I left this morning. And the reply was, it's still raining.
Was yesterday or the day before the one where we broke all the records in San Francisco?
That was the day before. On Tuesday, we did break the, let's see here. Tuesday brought the hottest July day in San Francisco since 2015. There were heat advisories, but San Francisco reached 85. And I realize anywhere in the country, they'd go 85. But
what about it?
In the city, you don't hit 85.
No. And especially not in the summer, weirdly enough.
If you hit 75 in the city, you start looking around like, what's going on here? Jeez, it feels steamy.
Wow. I know.
It's too much.
It was just like really muggy and weird yesterday.
Yeah.
But not, I guess it wasn't like it was on Tuesday. Tuesday was the really bad day.
Yeah.
Well, weird weather.
It didn't cool. I still slept on top of my bed last night, but it was cooler.
Smoky. It's yeah. Like thick air.
Anyway, I must begin with, in a zombie apocalypse.
I'm here for you.
I don't know why this is such a fun lead for you. Like everything about zombie apocalypses should scare the living holy hell out of all of us. I mean, it's not real, kids, don't worry. But the idea alone that the people who've passed rise and come for us.
Yeah.
And
hopefully slowly. Like I like a little bit slower zombies. The ones that are really fast, like in World War Z, like those ones are, I'm like, oh, those are trouble. Climbing up over each other.
You have a preferred zombie.
I like a truly like dead and stumbling, milky eyes.
You too.
Everywhere I live, I have a complete plan of what I would do if there's a zombie apocalypse where
how
I
can keep them out, you know, ways to trap them.
Is there any chance you double checked where the graveyards are on Alameda so that you know?
Well, I mean,
they can't get out. They cannot.
Once it starts, it's going to overflow. But Alameda's in a good position because it's an island, so we can cut off entries to and from.
So you blow your own bridge.
Blow the bridge, blow the tunnel. I live in a bunker, basically, because it's a big concrete building on the third floor. So I'm like,
you got to get your. You got to.
I feel very good
defenses.
About my chances.
Yes.
And I have a rifle and I have a handgun. So
I could be
on the roof. And, I have
You don't. You're going to be now. You're immediately going to be starving.
Did you just hear him? I can be on the roof.
Yeah, just shooting zombies.
Sniping them.
It's like, I'm just injured. I'm not a zombie. You know, here's the thing. I feel like
you've
got to have.
Maddie, don't. Oh, boy.
I saved him.
There he is, splat.
You saved him.
From being a zombie, they would end up being a zombie because I'm not letting them in.
With shooting, you know, picking them off with a rifle from your. They're very tuned to sound, as you know. I've often thought to myself, what you got to do is have fireworks on hand so you can, you know, if they're swarming your house, you get on the roof and you throw a really loud firework far away from your house.
You throw a sparkler at it.
No, you throw it away or something. And obviously a firework.
So you throw it to the neighbor's house.
Yes.
So go over there.
Go over there.
Eat them.
Eat those people. That's what you got to do.
Okay.
Slowest runner loses. Zombieland. That's a
cardio.
Yeah.
I love that.
Rule number one, cardio. Number one is the double tap. Number two is cardio. Yeah.
I plan to have a bunker one day.
Oh, it would be so great.
At my lake house that I hope to have in the future. I'm going to have a little bunker there, you know, with food supplies,
water, air filters.
A little generator and a TV and a nice DVD collection so we can pass the time.
Mm. Yeah, because no internet.
No TV. I expected you to be on my side with this, where we sit quietly aloof and don't pretend like this. None of this can happen.
Well, it's not about like, just no... zombies. That's not the only threat.
Yeah, that's true. You know, zombies are the ones we go to zombies, but zombies are really more of an all-encompassing.
It's a metaphor.
Yes. For the marauding bands of men with guns who are going to be. You got to find ways to be more clever than those guys, you know, because it's hard for women in the zombie apocalypse.
I'm slow.
And a woman the whole time. And the men with the guns are like.
Marauding groups of men with guns.
Yes. One time I went to a firing range because John and I were talking about getting a gun. And I was like, all right.
Oh.
So we went. We didn't get one because I started having dreams about guns. Whew. And mainly because I went in there and there's like all these guys with like AKs and they all looked, they're like one dude in particular was like ogling me. I'm like an old lady and he's looking at me. I'm like, oh my God, that guy's coming for me in the zombie apocalypse. Like that's who's going to be out there. That's who's in charge. If the world goes to S, that dude with his assault rifle and that look on his face, I'll take the bear. In fact, maybe the bear can help save me. I'll turn the bear on that guy.
Revenant style. Just hide in the bear.
Yeah, just hide. Exactly. Yep.
I'll be watching DVDs in a basement with a shag carpet.
Oh, nice.
And beans.
Enjoy. Back to my story, which is
what? Oh, it's about the zombie park. Tell me everything.
Here's what I've said so far. In a zombie apocalypse.
Mm. I'm trying.
5 minutes later.
Stop it.
No, I am not. I knew this was going to provoke and provide for the audience. I love, I know that this
just
is
give me the next
one
line.
Of your favorites.
Just go to one more line.
If we were entering a zombie apocalypse, who would you want as a companion for the entire journey? Now, I know you might say, well, John, I mean, that's my guy.
No, I've already got a handpicked group of people. We've all agreed. You need someone with some medical experience. You need a hunter-trapper. You need someone who can cook and make that eternal soup. Like all you vegetarians, here's some rabbit, eat or die. You know, we got it worked out. You know, you need an engineer. You need a woodworker.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, my old neighborhood, we had a complete plan, which house we go to.
Yeah.
Who did
what?
Who's
got it going on? What you got to bring for supplies?
We had a nurse. We had you know, somebody that likes cooking a lot. I, of course, would be the arms man.
What does that mean?
The arms, you know, the bing, bang, bang, bang.
Oh, I thought you were just going to like put on a gun show, you know.
You want some of that zombie? Arr.
You're telling us all that you had a conversation about your old neighborhood in L.A. with your neighbors.
No, when I lived near my neighbors up in Oakland Hills.
Oh, yeah. This was, okay, but you all sat down at some block party and discussed, you know, just...
Yeah.
For the sake of conversation.
And it comes up in conversation.
It does come up. You got to work it out. Because it's not, again, back to zombies being a metaphor for true disaster happening. You know, I think the governor says you got to have 3 days worth of stuff at your house. You need more than 3 days worth of stuff at your house. Like, you got to be prepared. Seeds. You need seeds. And we're talking long term here, you know?
For the record.
Yes, dear.
You said something earlier. Actually, you said a couple things earlier that are at the top of the list.
Oh.
It's so clear that you do think about this. You're not doing a bit.
I want to add one more thing.
Okay.
You need powdered antibiotics because they don't expire. You need that because honestly, you can die of just like a cut, especially in the zombie. The zombies are so infectious. You need that. And I think you can get that in Mexico. Just, you know, heads up. Farmacia.
If we were entering a zombie apocalypse, who would you want as a companion for the entire journey?
Okay.
At number one, which you just said, is a doctor.
Yeah. Mm.
At number two,
Deepak is going to be in high demand.
Luckily, I know I got him in my back.
He's all the way across the bay. You need to move near him. We are all lost to each other in the zombie apocalypse. There's no getting to each other. She's going to be in Michigan, for God's sake, at a lake house. We'll never see her again.
Bye.
What if one hit while we were in this building?
Oh, boy, the four of us. Well, Vinny, we just kicked Vinny out of the group, obviously, right away. He's just going to do nothing but complain about the damn zombies and the end of the world. And he's literally going to run to a liquor store and get whiskey and cigarettes.
Oh, God, would I love to just waste so away the
it's
last
me and you,
moments
Let's
on
go.
The planet.
Okay, go on.
Okay. An engineer comes in at number two.
Mm. Yeah.
Ex-police officer, which I imagine is your arms man.
Yeah.
So you want an ex-police officer or a dude from West Virginia. He'll do in a pinch.
Yeah.
A ship captain.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Although, I mean, it's going to be kind of a free-for-all out there. I feel like I could captain a ship. How do you turn this thing on? Great. Let's just, you know, trial and error it out of this slip. Go again. Hop on. Not you, zombie. Other people, engineers.
I would say that's fun, the answer you just gave. You'll just figure it out.
Right?
Right.
Gonna have to.
We'll get out on the ocean and I'll just figure it out.
It'll be fine. I won't even have to go in the ocean. I'll just stay in the bay.
What?
Be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
While they're sitting on the edge trying to figure out how to eat you.
You
right?
know, in World War Z, this is why I don't like these zombies. In World War Z, they were just in packs, and they just walked into the water and just kept walking across until they got to the next continent or your island or wherever
they didn't even know to carry a rock to keep them down on the...
No, they became waterlogged because they're dead.
And they just walked along herds of dead people
walking across the bottom of the ocean going to get whoever was there. Now, I don't know if that was in the book or if that was in the movie. They have very little in common.
You read the book and watched
the
movie. Wow.
Okay.
Both, yeah. Well, ship captain's on the list. MMA fighter is on the list.
Oh, you do. Oh, fighter's good. Somebody who can really. Oh, although there's going to be so many guns.
You don't
want
to. If you get that close to a zombie, haven't you already lost?
Oh, we're fighting a zombie in that scenario?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
no,
are we?
We're not.
No, we're not.
In that scenario, it's another dude.
Oh.
Dudes are the problem in the zombie apocalypse. I got, you know, sorry, men. Not all dudes. Some of them are like, I'm still the same person deep down. The other ones are like, oh, finally I'm free. You know it's true. 800-400-3697. That's true, right? Just type in right.
Do not.
Do it.
Pour water on this, please.
Okay, go ahead. What else?
Pilot is also on the list of the occupations, various occupations you'd want to be partnered with in the zombie apocalypse.
I think you need someone who knows how to, like, field dress an animal. You need a good hunter. You need a trapper. You need a farmer. You need it all.
You know, I'm really, this is my biggest fear about the zombie apocalypse is that no one's going to want me because I have absolutely no skills. And I don't think they're going to look far enough ahead to see that, you know, good vibes are going to be necessary in the zombie apocalypse.
You know what? You're of childbearing age. They're going to need you. Don't worry.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, they'll put you to use, right?
They'll be like, give us those fingernails. We have to cut this animal up.
We're going
to
put them along the fence so they can't climb
over. Yeah, nobody can climb over. They'll get stabbed. You can help build the wall. There'll be plenty of work for you to do.
800-400-3697.
Listen, anytime you want to talk about the zombie apocalypse.
It's clear. All I had to do was read the first three words.
Yeah.
Wow, good. Got a few about the city of Alameda. We talk about that with my friends from the 510, that Alameda is the place to be when a zombie apocalypse happens. Another 510, there are no graveyards in Alameda because it's at sea level. Julie, listening in Alameda in her car.
Makes it even more
attractive.
No graveyards
and easy cutoff. It's good.
Yeah, there we go.
Plus those battleships are right there. I mean, if you really need to get out of there. Again, back to not needing a pilot.
It just occurred to me, yes. If I could ask, in the original zombie movies, is it, what was that? Dawn of the Dead?
Like
the original, there's Night a guy who did those. Yeah. Russ something, what's the guy? There's a dude who made those. Anyway.
Romero.
That's the guy. Anyway, I have
Night
the
of
R.
the Living Dead.
Yes, night, whatever they are. They eat brains.
Yes.
That's their thing.
Yes.
But all the other zombies don't, right? Like the zombies.
Lately, they've moved more toward they're just going to eat you until you die. Then they stop eating you. Now they're not interested and you rise.
Okay. But they don't want your brains.
Well, they want it all.
Oh, all right.
I mean, they're going to eat you.
Okay. Back to Maddie.
707, I want somebody with good vibes. So there's somebody that wants you.
Oh. I'll put out an application process.
To
I'll find my right.
Join their pod. Right.
Well, I'm going to be the one with the bunker. So.
Yeah, that's true. Look, you're going to be bringing the good vibes there. Don't worry about it too much.
I got snacks.
Right. Keep that energy high. Just keep your
she
energy
She said she'd
up.
Had beans. Come
I
on.
Made a killer playlist for this too, you guys. Wait till you hear it.
I was thinking beans in a bunker isn't the greatest food
and
choice.
And yoga.
Okay. Oh, right. And yoga. We'll all stay in good shape for fighting. We'll get some cardio
That's
in.
That's the thing about the bunker. I don't want to fight. We're going to stay in there. We're going to wait it out.
Until you run out of food and then... You can hear the zombies.
You're going to have to fight eventually.
Yes.
707, not all dudes, but always a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To answer your question.
Oh, no,
so deflating.
Not like 50, right.
Right, Sarah. There's one that just came in.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm glad one person agrees with me.
Speaking of Sarah is so foxy with her hair volume and hoodie combo. Hashtag radio fashion.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, what's coming up?
No one knows, and who cares anyway? Oh, Conan's hair, Ali G is back.
Oh.
And Rosie O'Donnell caved. All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.